stung, Obi-Wan shook his head. That's not fair. We didn't ask for this conflict. It was thrust down our throats so hard we nearly choked. But we can't not fight. The Separatists are willing to use the most brutal tactics imaginable to force separation on planets that have no desire to leave the Republic. They must be stopped. Sighing gustily, Dex nodded and scratched his chin.
You're right. Don't mind my crotchets, Obi-Wan. Seems you're not the only one on edge.
You said you had some important information, Dex, Obi-Wan prompted.
You'd best get on with swapping out that power cell, he replied, just in case we're being watched.
We aren't, Obi-Wan said, but he went back to tinkering. Dex, what's going on? Dex reached for another cheroot, lit it, inhaled. This time he swallowed the smoke. He rubbed a hand across his face.
Could be. Maybe. I know where you can lay your hands on that piece of Chizik Grievous.
Obi-Wan stared at him, heart racing. Destroy Dooku's pet general and the war will be three-quarters won, he thought. Where, Dex? Where is he?
Right now?
Dex grimaced.
Don't know. But I know where he might be in the next little while.
Might be, Dex?
Intelligence isn't a sure business, Obi-Wan,
said Dex, temper simmering.
If you've come for guarantees, you've come to the wrong place.
I'm sorry, but Yoda and the other masters are going to ask me. I have to be able to say I asked you. Dex puffed furiously on his second cheroot.
They don't trust me?
They don't know you. It's not quite the same thing. With a final twist and a click, Obi-Wan connected the replacement power cell. Standing, he unkinked his back, then plucked the cheroot from Dex's fingers. You really ought to stop smoking these. They're not good for you. He dropped the herbal on the ground and pulverized it beneath his boot heel. Now, about Grievous. Defiant, Dex pulled out a third cheroot and lit it.
There's a whisper come to me, he said,
wreathed in a cloud of pink smoke.
Grievous plans on capturing Bothoe.
Bothoe, home to the Bothans, whose intelligence-gathering skills were legendary. Information was their greatest currency, and already their assistance had made a difference against the Separatists. Losing Bothoe to Grievous would make the stolen hyperlanes look trivial. Let him be wrong, Obi-Wan thought. Let it be a mistake. Dex, are you sure about this?
My source is, said Dex, and she's not new at this game.
And you trust her? Which was a polite way of asking, is she a liar? Dex's hands clenched.
I trust her.
So, not a liar. He didn't bother asking for the source's name. He and Dex might be friends, but the Besalisk was fiercely protective of the beings who fed him their dribs and drabs of information. What you don't know, you can't tell, was his stubborn motto. And who was to say he was wrong? The Jedi had long since learned such wisdom the hard way. Do the Bothans know what Grievous plans? He asked, then shook his head. They must, they're Bothans. But why haven't they told us? Why haven't they...
They don't know,
said Dex. His eyes were cloudy, a sure sign of his deep concern.
There's a good chance I'm the only one who does, me and my source. And now you. It was an accident, she found out, and she only risked telling me to pay back a life debt. Obi-Wan.
Dex's voice had dropped to a whisper.
You Jedi can't let Grievous get his metal hands on Bothoe.